Worry creates anxiety. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Worry creates anxiety. Now, why would anyone ever want to create positively, definitely, purposefully anxiety over anything? Why would anyone want to create anxiety over anything? That's really a good question, isn't it? We create anxiety because we are worried. And we worry whenever we think we don't know the solution. We worry whenever we think there's a situation over which we have no control. We worry whenever we think there is a world around us that is out of balance, out of order. We worry whenever anything happens in our life that doesn't make us happy. We worry whenever there is a condition in our world over which we have apparently no control. Well, let's shift gears here. Let's shift our thinking and say, okay, there are things in life that appear as though I have no control over them. I have no power to do anything to them. I have no power to change them. I have no power to in any way influence them, because I am just one person with one thought, with one mind, with one attitude. And so that condition is just beyond my manipulation, my control, my direction, anything. Okay. Now, when you have a problem that gets too big for you to handle, you go to Big Daddy. Now, Big Daddy might be the United States or whatever country you live in. Big Daddy might be the government. And you go to the government and you say, hey, how do we handle this here? This is a situation that is beyond my ability to handle. I don't know what to do. And so they say, give it to us, we'll take care of it. So you give the problem to your Big Daddy. And your Big Daddy says, all right, I'm working on it. The problem might be feeding the poor people of a community. The problem might be causing harmony in a world where there is disharmony. The problem could be anything at all, but it's sort of out of our reach. And we take it to Big Daddy. Well, now, what does Big Daddy do? Big Daddy merely uses its influence to handle it. And we don't know the process through which Big Daddy is going to bring about the peace, or bring about the organization, bring about the helping of the poor people or whatever. We don't know. We don't know. And we think to ourselves, well, bless him. And then we say to ourselves, I wish I didn't have to go to Big Daddy and look outside of myself for the answer, because there are so many things that come up in my life moment to moment that bring me all sorts of worry and create anxiety in me. And then I remember the statement all of the philosophers, psychologists, theologians have said, and the statement is, let go and let God. The philosophers say that, and the theologians say it, and you bet. Let go and let God. Okay. How do I let go and let God? Well, what am I going to expect that God is going to do in this situation? Well, God's going to bring divine right order in motion. God's going to put everything to rights so that there's peace and harmony, and no more do I have to have any anxiety about it. I don't have to worry about it one little bit. Well, then we stop and think, who is the creator in our world of everything that comes to our attention? We are. Who is the creator in our world of every experience that we have? We are. Who is the creator in our world of every solution? We are. And where does the solution lay? Within us. Within our divinity. And so when we say, all is in divine order, then we are putting in motion that cause within us that sort of dissipates the worry and dissipates the anxiety and brings balance and harmony and peace. Balance, harmony, and peace, because I make the simple statement, all is in divine order. Now, I don't have to know how divine order is being expedited. I don't have to know how Big Daddy is operating the divine order department. I don't have to know how. I just know that it is being done. And because it's being done, I am peace. I am harmony. I am balance. So, right away, I get the first blessing from that statement, all is in divine order. Because all the anxiety is withdrawn from me. It is siphoned away. It is as though it had never been. All the worry ceases to have any power anymore of causing me to think about it. Because I've just said all is in divine order, and there's nothing more for me to be concerned about. But that's running away from the problem. That's not facing it. That's running away from taking your responsibility as a human being, your responsibility in the world. Oh, no, it is not. It is taking the responsibility. Anything that comes to our attention, anything that comes to my attention, it's my responsibility to manage it. Now, do I want to manage it and say, it is not in divine order? This is what many people seemingly do. Then you worry and you create anxiety and you are out of balance. When I say, when any circumstance comes in my attention that is out of order, I say, all is in divine order now. All is in divine order now. All is divine order now. All is divine. How do I know what divine order is? Well, the divine in me does know what divine order is, and the divine in me does expedite that into the experiences of my life. All is in divine order. This takes a great deal of attitude to be able to handle this. Because we have so long thought, if somebody hits us, we hit them back. We've so long thought that there are meannesses in the world that need to be addressed. We've so long thought there is anger and hate and unhappiness in the world that need to be put to rights. We've so long thought that there is lack in this world. Some people have it, the rich get rich and the poor get poorer. What a silly statement to make. But these are all idiom statements that we make, and they become part of our thinking system, part of our philosophy, part of our way of life. And with that way of life, then we worry, and that creates anxiety, and we are very unhappy people. If we take the thing, we can do it. We take the thing, all is in divine order. We take the thing, it is done now. For truly, it is done now. There is nothing that's going to happen. Just the revelation of what already exists. Now, what already exists in people's minds is the anxiety that they're experiencing. And it already exists in the people's minds is the harmony that is there. How can the two exist, coexist together, parallel, together? How can they be there? Harmony and inharmony. It just depends on where we put our attention. We can put our attention on skillful dancing or on miserable dancing. If we put our attention on skillful dancing, we see every dancer on the floor dancing with delight. If we put our eyes on poor dancing, We see everybody with two left feet, clubbing around on the floor, bumping into themselves, doing silly things. Absolutely unnecessary. Absolutely untrue. Because everyone knows how to be harmonious. It's just, do they want to be harmonious? Or do they say, I can't learn this and I don't know that and I am clumsy? Well, whatever you say, that's what you make yourself put into motion. You make yourself as though it is some unwritten law that says you must do it. And, of course, it is an unwritten law that says you must do it. But there's also another law which says, if you put the cause in motion that I am successful, I am capable, I am an exquisite dancer. Oh, I dance with such joy. Do you ever visualize yourself doing something beautiful when you see people doing it? If you see someone who's directing a band and they're doing it with such charm and magic, have you ever thought of yourself doing it? When you see some dancers dancing some very intricate steps, do you visualize yourself dancing it too? You don't say you can't do it, you just visualize yourself doing it. When they give some mathematical quiz question that is rather complex, and everyone is seeking the answer, do you say, I know the answer, and then say it to yourself, but don't believe it, so you don't follow through and realize that you did indeed know the answer? We have a very wonderful, powerful ability to say, all is in divine order. We have a very wonderful, powerful ability to look at our world and say, all is in divine order. We have a very wonderful gift given to us by ourself, by our divine self, by the isness within us, that says, whatsoever words you speak, believing they are done. Well, that goes even a little further. To believe is to speak it, so therefore, when you speak it, you believe it. And when you say, all is in divine order, you are putting a cause in motion that is irrevocable, that is irreplaceable, that is wonderfully done now, in most magnificent, beautiful way. This is where it's all at. This is who we are. We have the possibility of speaking our word, saying all is in divine order, and we have the possibility of, in speaking our word, have all anxiety cease, have all worry cease, have all that is unlike the nature of our divinity cease. And whatever our divinity is, whatever divine order is in us, is expressed in every avenue of our life, whether it be near or far. Every avenue, whether it be an experience that we think we can handle or an experience that seems very great indeed. And we just say, all is in divine order. And saying that, we empower it, and when we empower it, we experience it. And when we experience it, all worry ceases, and all anxiety is gone, and we are at peace. And it's a mighty, mighty wonderful world. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.